So we're just going to take a deep breath. It feels so good to just relax into this now moment. Whether where we are is morning or afternoon or evening, it's always now. And right now is a brilliant place to just relax and breathe into that beautiful sweet space of peace that underlies all of the activity. Letting go of the getting here and just being here now. And breathing deeply. And if it feels good, you can smile. Because it makes a difference to our consciousness if we smile. Brain changes happen when we smile that science can demonstrate. And they are positive changes. So even in those moments when we don't know what we're smiling about, if we just breathe and relax and smile, it's a good thing. It's a peaceful thing. It's an opportunity to allow. Allowing is so important. Abraham tells us that everything we want is already done in our vortex. It is done, 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 they say. And our job is to relax and allow it to come in. So as we take these times that we set aside to just give ourselves a sweet space to take it easy, to focus gently in on something that feels uplifting or positive, to remember that there is great love here for us, as Abraham always says, and to allow the Abraham message to sink in a little more deeply in this moment of quiet and peace and love. It feels good to me to just close my eyes for a moment and relax. And we have today a piece of Abraham quote that I actually have quoted before from April 25th, 2020. And it was the closing of that workshop when a hot seater said, about 36 hours before my son's birth, I found myself enveloped in a state of well-being and soaring joy. I was alone in my house, playing solitaire as best I could because my hands were swollen. The TV was on CNN. And at some point I noticed that I felt really good. The conditions were all still the same. I was still swollen, but I was in a state of utter well-being, bliss, and appreciation. I found pleasing aspects in stuff that normally bothered me. I felt gracious and loving toward anyone I turned my thoughts to. I noticed I could pay attention to what was coming out of the TV, and the negativity of the reporting didn't affect me. I just observed it and felt totally allowing of it, even gently amused by it. I was free of worry and anxiety. I was in a bubble where the need to seek safety and comfort was moot. The things that humans dwell on weren't even issues. I was on a different plane where well-being and love existed on and on. Life felt rich and full and textured with constantly evolving joys, It was the most magical thing. What was it? And Abraham said, and then this person answered their own question. She said, I was feeling my son's energy gathering to enter his body. Is that how my inner being feels? And Abraham said, yes. This consciousness already flowing was getting ready for you to give birth. This pure positive energy and you close enough to it that it dominated your vibration. And you knew what this little consciousness of this baby coming forth knew and what your inner being knew. You knew it was dominant. And you can do that for others. When you're tuned in, that's what you can be for others. When you come from non-physical, that's how you are. That's how you feel. And as you are coming more and more into focus, your vibrational frequency is available to others. That's what you are to everybody when you tune in, tap in, and turn on. When you are that pure energy, you are like a satellite dish beaming the signal in, making it easier for others who aren't quite as adept at tuning in. You make it easier for them to tune in. Sometimes, but what they see in your body length or hear body language or hear in your attitude or see by the expression on your face. Sometimes it's just the energy that permeates you. And they are close enough. They are teetering close enough. They are on the brink of alignment enough that they go fully into vibrational alignment because of your being there and the influence that you provide. And skipping a little of the quote, here's where they closed. Now here you are, not a baby anymore, understanding the laws of the universe, coming into experience with people. And just like that newborn energy baby, you can be exuding pure positive energy. And when you are influencing the atmosphere around them. These are good times because there is more asking than ever before. And while everyone will not relax and allow themselves the alignment they so much want, you can. And as you interact with them, expressing the pureness of who you are, you'll be like this baby was to this mother. They'll see life differently. They'll find pleasing aspects in stuff that normally bothers them. They'll feel gracious and loving toward anyone they turn their attention to. That's the end of the quote. Gracious and loving toward anyone they turn their attention to. Isn't that a great definition of focusing on positive aspects? As we think of someone from this position of pure positive energy, where we feel gracious and loving, we are going to see positive aspects, perhaps things that we have never seen before. People have depths. They have places where they are in alignment. And most of us have places where our buttons get pushed periodically. But we're becoming more and more adept at shifting more quickly as our buttons get pushed. And ultimately, we'll get better at making our buttons unpushable. But in the moment when our buttons get pushed, we can remember to relax and breathe and return to that space of awareness that we have a choice. Our focus is a choice. We get to focus, and that's where our power lies. I want to invite you to think of someone who almost always makes you feel better. Someone in your life who uplifts you, who inspires you, perhaps who makes you laugh, or who shows you beauty, or who has a unique perspective that you appreciate. Someone who makes you feel better. Maybe it's just that they give great hugs. Or you can see from the smile on your face that they're just so happy to see you. It's a wonderful thing to remember someone who makes you feel better. And so as you focus on this person, and if you can't easily access a person, that's okay. I want you to imagine a person who makes you feel better. Maybe this person has some qualities that you've always wanted to encounter in a person. Perhaps they're particularly creative or scientific or musical. Perhaps this is a person who can explain things in life that you have curiosity about. And bring this person into your consciousness, one that you've imagined or one that you've already experienced. And think about what it is like to encounter an uplifter. How do you feel when you know you're going to see this person? Isn't it kind of natural to prepave and segment and tend that this person is likely to be fun and uplifting and frisky and inspired in some way? We anticipate good from some people, and we almost always get it. And then imagine being with this person and feeling delighted in this person's presence. This is a person that's very aligned, who is powerfully influential in your life or in your imaginary life. And if you can feel it, it's real. It's tapping into your vortex, because there are always remarkable, extraordinary, uplifting people in our vortex. Abraham calls them cooperative components. People who have gifts and talents that they've tapped into. People who have positive aspects that we already appreciate. And as we acknowledge, wow, this person is an uplifter for me. Let's take a moment and think about what it is about this person that feels so uplifting. I'm thinking of someone I visited yesterday who was incredibly hospitable and fun, who made me laugh. Things that I appreciate. And this morning I was inspired to send a text to this person and acknowledge some of the things I appreciated about them. And so I invite you to think about sending a text to your real or imaginary person. If it's a person in non-physical, you don't even need a text. You can just tell them directly. And actually, Abraham says we're connected to everyone, physical or non-physical, so we can tell them all. For me, the words would start with, "I just love you. You're really easy to love. And I appreciate the way you uplift me, the generous hospitality that you show me, and so many others. The creativity and the cleverness and the romping intention to play and enjoy life that you bring to the table." And so compose a message in whatever form feels right to you, to this person. And spread the warmth of your love in consciousness all over them. "I appreciate you. I see the wonder of you. I love you dearly. Now, this person that we've been acknowledging as an uplifter is indeed a remarkable person on the planet. But if you know or can imagine like this person, then you are a remarkable person on the planet, because you have access to witnessing and putting together a picture from reality or from imagination of this composite uplifting person who inspires and delights you. And I want to tell you that there's someone in your life, right now or in the past, who has seen you as this uplifting person, this kind of inspirational person. They might have been a child or an older person that you inspired with your youthful energy and appreciation of them. They might have been a relative or a friend, a classmate or a coworker. Doesn't matter how you encountered them. For this person, you were that inspiration. And so I invite you to look within yourself. And whether you can identify such a person by name and date and event or not, take the time right now to imagine that person or a person looking at you with admiration and counting your positive aspects. Take a moment to recognize that you are special. You are a unique expression of pure positive energy. And you express in powerful and wonderful ways. So see the person looking at you, looking at your positive aspects. Perhaps they're seeing your skill at communication. Perhaps they're basking in the wonderful hugs you give. Perhaps they're delighting in the upliftment they experienced in a recent conversation with you. Perhaps you got a thank you note in a text. Or you can imagine having gotten a thank you note from someone that you know you made a difference to. Now I invite you to imagine moving into a room. There are a few people there. Maybe there are a lot of people there. But there are at least some people there. And as you go into that room, you are feeling really good. You have tuned your energy. You have pre-paved a great experience. You are trusting that your inner being has brought you to this place for a powerful reason. And you are inspired. As you walk through the door, you can feel yourself radiant. It's just a joy to be in this place. And you look around and you see beauty and harmony and clarity and excitement in the faces of every person you witness. And you have a great feeling of anticipation and expectancy that talking to these people is going to be great. So see if there are any you imagine that you know. Is there someone here that you've interacted with in the past? That you want to rush right over and say hi to or give a big hug? Or perhaps every person you see is unfamiliar but amazing. Maybe there's even diversity. And you look at these people and you feel them looking at you and smiles break out. There's deep sense of harmony and ease already in this room. This is a room filled with uplifters and people who are teetering right on that edge of upliftment. And everybody who is congregated in this room has radiance, light, joy, harmony, beauty, clarity, intelligence, creativity, wonder, health, abundance, well-being to share. And so, depending on what kind of person and personality you have, you may be inspired to walk up to a small group and join a conversation already in action. Or you may identify an introvert in the corner that has something, a glint in their eye that you recognize and you want to explore. And you go over and I introduce yourself and a grin bursts out and you have a grand conversation. There is so much love here. And this is love you brought into this room. You own the room when you bring the love. And you can be uplifted and inspired as you uplift and inspire. It is a win-win situation, a blessing that goes both ways. and I could stay here for a long time because it feels really good to me, but it's time to close this meditation for now. But you can always come back here and connect with people who are a powerful and wonderful vibrational match to your being. It is a blessing, and I am grateful, and so it is.